Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week, and in the third aliyah of Parshat Re'eh, we have 22 psukim. In this aliyah, Moshe tells B'nai Yisrael, don't be swayed by the practices of the people in Eretz Kanaan. Follow the Torah faithfully, and remember that the Torah is perfect, and you cannot add to the Torah, take away from the Torah. This aliyah also describes a person who says that he's a Navi, who claims to have a message from Hashem to serve Avodah Zarah. That person must be put to death. He's a Navi Sheker. This aliyah also says that someone who tries to entice us to do Avodah Zarah, a Mesit or Mediach, they will be put to death. And a city where the majority of the people who live there serve Avodah Zarah, that city will be destroyed. It's called an Ir Hanidachas. Again, as just mentioned, this aliyah tells us about the mitzvah of Ir Hanidachas, a city where most of its inhabitants worship Avodah Zarah. In that case, every single inhabitant in the city is executed, and the city is destroyed, and it may never be rebuilt. And at the end of this section, of the command to destroy a city, an Ir Hanidachas, the Torah says in Perek Yud Gimel, at the end of Pasuk Yud Ches, V'natan l'cha rachamim, v'richamcha v'hirbecha, ka'asher nishba lavotecha. Hashem will show you mercy, and He will have compassion for you, just like He promised to the Avos. And the question is, what does this have to do with the rest of this section in the Torah? How is this connected to Ir Hanidachas? The Chafetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir Kagan, who died in 1933, asks this question in his Sefer on the Torah, on this Pasuk, and he says the following most beautiful idea. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hahergel na'ase teva. A person's habits become a part of our nature. If you're used to doing nice things, for example, then those nice things become part of who you are, part of your internal makeup, so to speak. And the opposite is also true about bad things, God forbid, and bad midos. If a person acts in a way, let's say in a bad way, with bad midos, then those bad midos become a part of you, a part of your nature, part of your personality. The Chafetz Chaim doesn't quote the Sefer HaChinuch here, but that is a recurring theme in the Sefer HaChinuch. It's not entirely clear who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, but we do know it was written in the 13th century. The Sefer HaChinuch says in a few places, most notably in Mitzvah Tet Zayin and Parshat Bo, there he says famously, Acharei HaPe'ulot Nimshachim Halvavot. A person is influenced by their actions. In other words, we know that it works in reverse. That we do know. We act based on our emotions. If I like chocolate, that's a feeling. If I like chocolate, then my actions will be influenced by that feeling. I will eat chocolate. That's an action. My liking something causes me to eat that thing. But the Sefer HaChinuch and the Chafetz Chaim on our Pasuk say that the opposite is also true. Not only do we act based on our emotions, but the opposite is also true. Our emotions, our personalities, are shaped by how we act. So, for example, when I was in ninth grade, I asked one of my high school rebbeim, Rav Zusha Blech Zatzal, he was nifter earlier this year in the beginning of 2018, I asked him for advice on how to be drawn to davening more, to like davening more. And his advice to me was, and the Mishnah Brura suggests this as well, his advice was to run to shul. And I remember thinking that he perhaps didn't understand my question, so I clarified it. I said, no, your advice was to run to shul, but I was asking for advice on how to want to run to shul. And he said again, just run to shul, and the feelings will come. Achareya pe'ulot nimshachim halvavot. Our emotions, our personalities are shaped by how we act. And this, says the Chafetz Chaim, is the meaning of our pasuk. After telling us to destroy an Ir Hanidachas, after killing people and their property, destroying their property, there's a danger. The danger is that we will be influenced by our actions. Despite the fact that you're doing a mitzvah, the actions will affect you, may affect you. So the Torah says, V'natan lecha rachamim v'richamcha, Hashem will bless you with compassion, with mercy. Follow the Torah, do the mitzvah, and Hashem will bless you that your personality, your inner personality, will not be influenced by your external actions. Now the Chafetz Chaim does not say the following, but perhaps we can stand on his shoulders, so to speak, and say the following. Perhaps that's why the first half of this pasuk, the first half of V'natan lecha rachamim v'richamcha, the first half is V'lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min acherem. You may not keep anything from the ir hanidachas. You may not benefit from their downfall. No money, no possessions, nothing that comes from an ir hanidachas can be yours. You are doing this solely and purely because Hashem told you to, not for personal gain. And perhaps that's the key to this bracha. If you follow the Torah and destroy the city because Hashem told you to, and not to gain personally from the city, v'lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min acherem, then Hashem promises, v'natan lecha rachamim v'richamcha. Have an amazing day, everyone.